Good Friday morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spend time with God, we're continuing in the devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. Today's topic is to walk a shielded path. David writes in the Psalms that the Lord provides a shield to those whose walk is blameless. Earlier this month, we talked about the blameless path and the fact that it isn't about our righteousness, it isn't about us never doing anything wrong, but it's about living life with integrity, living life in such a way that there's no blame that can stick to us. We admit our faults, we admit our sins, we repent, we make things right with people that we've wronged, we make things right with God through the blood of Jesus. The only way to make things right with God is the path that He's provided. So today, as we consider this shielded path, this path of protection, in the devotional I write and I ask the question, if you could create a shield that would protect you from one thing absolutely, that you knew it was fail-proof, that nothing could get through it, what one thing would you want to be protected from? You see, we live in a society, a world that is filled with danger, is filled with disasters out here this week, cleaning up, helping clean up storm damage. And even as we're doing that, the storms continue to pound the United States and other parts of the world, creating more damage in other places. And so the shielded path we're talking about isn't a path that shields us from the disasters of this world. But it does shield us from the power that those disasters may have over us. It can shield us from the things that life brings that the enemy wants to use to crush us. Much of the work this week has been with chainsaws and taking care of trees and removing brush and all of this. And typically the equipment in today's era have a lot of safety mechanisms and shields on them. But there's only a limit to what shields can accomplish. Even the best shield cannot overcome all of mankind's foolishness. All of our poor choices, the decisions we make. If I leave my chainsaw running and decide I'm going to grab it by the chain, that's no shield in the world is going to prevent that stupidity from causing harm to me. But living this shielded life, walking a path that's shielded, God says, comes to those whose walk is blameless. God's protection is more about our spiritual being, about our relationship with Him. So that when we walk through those valleys of disaster, when we walk through those valleys of loss and heartache and the tough times of life, the shield that's most important is the shield of faith that God calls us to take up and to carry, so that we're protected from the attacks of the enemy. Jesus tells us to not to fear those who can harm the body or even kill the body, but to rather to fear the one who has the authority to cast us into hell forever. You see, that's the shield that makes the difference, is the shield of faith, the shield that we obtain through the blood of Jesus, that creates the ability to walk this blameless life, to walk this life with Jesus, that assures us of eternity in the presence of God. You see, if we could create a shield that would protect a community from a windstorm, that would accomplish a good thing. It would be a great deal, but if the people are protected from a windstorm and still perish, is the shield really all that important? But if we can offer and teach and model a shielded life that protects us from the attacks of the enemy. You see, the shield, the shielded path that we ought to be walking, we ought to be more concerned about creating and living with a shield that protects us from our thoughts, the greed, the lust, the envy, the sin that, as Paul would write, that so easily besets us, or that sin that would entangle us. You see, so often we get caught up in the importance, the perceived importance of the physical realm, because that's what we see, that we lose sight of the greater importance of the spiritual realm. Living life, walking this shielded path, doesn't keep us from calamity. It doesn't keep us from disaster. But the effects of that calamity, the effects of that disaster, do not have to lay hold to our life. God promised His people in the Old Testament that if they would follow Him, if they would turn back to Him when they strayed, if they would keep His commands, if they would love Him with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, that He would give them a land, an inheritance of abundance, and that He would even allow their crops to be productive, to keep the devourers, the locusts and pests and disease and away, so that there would be an abundance. And yet you read the Old Testament, you read Scripture, and you realize that the people didn't continue to follow God. And yet, even in their times of scarcity that was often brought about by their disobedience, by their rejection of God's ways, of His plan for their life, even in the midst of the consequences of their decisions, God continued to provide a shield so that in their scarcity, they had what they needed. That God's people, even in the lean and tough times. One of my favorite Bible stories, and I have a long list of those, is the story of Joseph. A young lad sold into slavery by his brothers, and yet through it all continues to seek God, continues to look for God's hand at work, continues to honor God in whatever circumstances he finds himself in. And God uses him to provide not just for his family, not just for his brothers that had mistreated him such, but to provide for the entire nation of Egypt. And really much of the known world around them. Because Joseph was willing to not only listen to God, but obey God. I always find it fascinating how God works through Scripture. We can see that laid out for us if we're paying attention. If we're looking at the big story, the big picture. It's so easy and to look at the individual stories and get a lot of meaning out of them. But I'm always intrigued with the fact that God used Joseph to save up for 7 years of famine so that his family could be provided for. But he did so in a nation that would later enslave his family, the Israelites. He did so in a nation that, without Joseph there, could have perished from the face of the earth. Potentially. This was an extreme famine. And yet, God used this willing servant to do a short-term disaster relief, if you want to call it that, protecting a nation from famine, a nation that God would later use to allow his nation to grow. You know, when Joseph's family came into Egypt, it was just a normal family, rather small. But while in Egypt, God's people, the nation of Israel, grew and grew. And it took the harshness of the slavery that they endured under the Egyptian pharaohs to make them cry out to God for relief, for deliverance. And God delivered them to the promised land. And I tell that and remind you of that because sometimes the shield that God provides isn't the shield we want. Because we don't see the whole picture. But God does. And as we walk this shielded path today, take up that shield of faith, trust God, believe Him, walk a path that honors Him in all things, a path that's blameless, so that you will be shielded in the things that really matter. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God who protects us. Protects us where it counts. Protects our relationship with you. Protects our eternal inheritance. Even when we suffer here on earth, even when we experience hardships and disasters and loss, we know that your shield of protection over us is still present. As we continue to walk with that shield of faith that can see what is unseen, that shield that keeps us faithful. Father, as I pray today, I consider all of the heartache that's taking place in our world. And I pray that your presence would be felt and seen and experienced through your people. That those who are suffering and struggling and not knowing what tomorrow will bring would find hope through people who walk a shielded path, through people who realize there's more to life than this world. Father, may you help each one of us to be instruments of that hope. May we not only express a faith in Christ, may we live that faith in Christ. May people see who we really are. May they recognize the struggles that we have as followers of Jesus, the loss that we experience so that we can share with them what we've gained. As Paul would write, considering all things loss or rubbish compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ. So, Father, as we share that shielded path that we're walking on, may the people we interact with on a daily basis, whether we're interacting in person or on social media or however it looks, may they find in us a steadfastness that lives with confidence that not only will we never let go of Jesus, but He will never let go of us. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes and our communities. I continue to pray that You would protect them, that this shielded path that we walk would be seen by them, would be taught to them, that they would come to know You with a great faith, that their walk would be pleasant, that we would find ways to encourage and help and protect them to the best of our ability, but more importantly, lead them to You so that they would live with Your protection. That no matter what happens in this world, their future is secure. Father, as we live life today, may we be observant to the needs of the people around us. As we notice those needs, may we look to You, may we listen to Your Spirit within us, may we recall the Scripture that we've studied and read, and may You teach us how to offer hope to a world that is desperately lacking hope. And Father, may we lift up Jesus today in such a way that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.